if you're looking for volatility, you'll need to look beyond traditional financial markets. There's just nothing going on out there. S&P futures haven't extended beyond 1% in either side since May 20th, and FX movement has been lackluster as well. As we highlighted in our opening call, we think today will be more of the same, especially with the highly anticipated U.S. inflation data due out tomorrow. We suspect the market will be wanting to be positioning ahead of the data and won't be looking to make any moves just yet. The greater risk for volatility on the number is if it comes in hotter than expected, in our view. A higher reading will only add more pressure on the Fed to be needing to reconsider its narrative that higher inflation is transitory. This would then prove to be disruptive to risk assets, exposing a potential downturn in stocks. What little price action we have seen today has been risk supportive. It's been about mild demand for stocks and currencies against the buck. The Bank of Canada policy decision and U.S. wholesale inventories are the key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day. Over in crypto land, Bitcoin has been finding some demand out from recent lows on the news of the bill that passed in El Salvador, making Bitcoin a form of legal tender. That's all for now.